You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin a category wheel. Oh, okay, you just want to look good on camera, I see.
Yeah, hey, it's first week.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy and returning champion is the lovely and talented Danny, who thought that Pontius Pilate flew planes and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send the emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISWROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
9.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,390. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat Potatoes. Talking potatoes.
You're bringing in talking potatoes?
Yeah.
Like Mr. Awesome. Potato Head and his wife?
Well, actually, they're going through a rough time.
Are they?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I saw signs living
up
at the Christmas
another
party.
Spud.
Yeah, Spuds McKenzie. Made it even worse.
Huh. It's a list of basically like regional favorite potato dishes.
Oh, so the people's favorites.
Correct.
So we're not talking about scalloped potatoes, thank God.
I don't know. Yeah. Regional.
You couldn't even make it to the segment.
Right, right out of the gate, man. You know me. Can't stand it. Nah, they're not that bad. They're just my least favorite way of making potato.
Yeah, I just, you know, you gotta, you're an adult, right? So things taste better as an adult, and scalloped potatoes can be homemade. They're not just out of a box.
Huh? And if we have time, bacon? We talking bacon as well?
So I got a list about best ways to prepare bacon, if we get there. But yeah, bacon and potatoes. You can't go wrong.
No, you cannot.
So I said a thrill in the office. Like, obviously, if it's breakfast, I'd prefer eggs there or some type of protein. But if you said, hey, just come over for bacon and potatoes, I'd be like, in.
Right. Sure.
Hey, I like hash browns. If I'm going to have potatoes at breakfast, hash brown. I can't. Yeah, well, if you have corned beef hash, like, every time. And I don't know why I do it. Like, we'll go to the diner every once in a while. And we're reading through the menu. And my wife's like, why are you reading the menu? I'm like, because there's a menu to read. She's like, I can already tell you your order. You're going to get the corned beef hash. I'm like, nah, I'm going to do something different. Can I get one corned beef hash and a cup of coffee, please? Every time.
Dude, if I go to a steak place, I am getting the baked potato. It's always too big. I know that. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. But I like the little thing they bring out with the sour cream, the cheese, and the bacon.
Yeah.
And I do it once a year.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'm like, I don't know why I don't make baked potatoes all the time, but I can eat that as a meal.
They kind of are, man.
Yeah.
There's some places that sell just potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Wendy's.
Well, yeah, there's food trucks, too, that are literally just potatoes.
Just
like
potatoes?
The Spud Bros.
Really?
Yeah.
Just potato, however I want a potato.
You put chili,
for the most part.
You put chili on it.
Right. Oh, don't even start it on the English, man. They're putting tuna on it.
Tuna on a baked potato?
Yes.
Probably not as bad as it sounds, but I'm really thinking about it. Because potatoes don't have a lot of taste, right? They taste like whatever you put them with for the most part.
Yeah.
That's why we always add cheese and bacon, but yeah, tuna, I would do that.
Right, and Miles is right, though. You get a baked potato. If you want that thing loaded, it's got to have bacon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sour cream, tons of butter. Head chef coming up, talking potatoes at 4:30. And today's the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. Nice job. You're either on team sober or team not sober. And so far, our biggest dummy has been Danny, who took 11 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play a Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time we were getting ready for our 20th anniversary spectacular show.
Yes.
Which was the next day. So what we decided to do was to make the poll about our show and some of the more memorable moments. And
just say, make it about us.
And you would pick the moment, and we would play it for you on Friday. So here were some of the segments that we included. So one was Donovan, who called in, I don't know, a decade ago, did not realize that you were black.
Yeah.
That was a pretty...
He was fighting a good fight.
Pretty
came
famous
for the wrong dude, yeah.
We have the monkey story, which happened down in Gig Harbor. A spider monkey got loose, so whatever the deal was. Our buddy had to wrangle it in. The story of just the discussion of the Sphinx cat, of getting a hairless cat, and Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, which that's probably our free bird or Stairway to Heaven. Or we have a couple of those.
For sure, for sure.
Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy's right up there. So here's how the voting went down, as far as what you wanted to hear on Friday. 10% of you said, I'll take the Sphinx cat conversation. A lot of people did not remember that conversation, therefore did not get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
Donovan was in third place with 26% of the vote.
All right.
We did not play that call on Friday. Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, another call we didn't play on Friday, 31%. You guys said if you could hear one call, you wanted to hear the monkey story from Jerry again. 32% of you said that's the segment that I enjoyed the most.
And we played it.
It's awesome.
I will admit, there were a lot of details about that story that I had forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you always think, it's Jerry squared off with the monkey. I forgot about the whole diddle with the finger. Like, oh, God. Right. Yeah.
There's a lot wrapped into that story.
There is a lot going on.
There is. Okay, so on this week's poll, do you guys know what day it is today?
Big Dummy Day.
It is National Make Your Bed Day. Did you make your bed?
Nope.
You did not.
Nope.
Mike, did you make your bed? You didn't. I'm the only one in here who made the bed.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Which is something that makes sense. About 40% of us do every day.
Or 25% of us in this studio.
In this room. While the other 60%
Wait,
haven't
you do it
done
every
it,
day?
Yeah. That's the first thing I do when I get up.
Really?
Make my bed.
Oh, God.
Well, I'd chug water and make my bed.
Scratch my testicles, yawn, usually drop an F-bomb, go into the bathroom, look at the bed, but now. Nah.
And then I wonder, as I make the bed, I brush off that one little crumb that was digging into my middle of my back all night.
In spite of the fact you did not eat in bed.
I did not eat in bed. I don't know what it is.
What is that?
I don't know how it got there. It's almost like a big grain of sand. It's like the pair of shoes you have where there's always a rock in there, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
My bed does that every single morning. I wake up.
What is that?
It's
where does it come from? Because
thing,
you don't eat in bed, and you feel this thing, right?
And it's, there, and it's for some reason, it's not painful. It's just, it's irritating.
You don't have pets.
That's correct.
So did it fall off of your body?
I don't know.
Right, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm
that's
not sure.
Weird, man.
It's there every night.
I just assume anything I feel in bed.
Do you not
is
have this phenomenon?
I do, but I got kids, and I got a dog.
So what you're saying is you can explain it.
But can I? Because you have the same experience.
I mean, is your
kids
dog
or the
sleeping
dog
under the bed?
No, the dog sleeps on a bench at the foot of the bed. Sure. Look, man, I don't know. I just feel better believing that it's fallen off of some living creature.
Yeah. A lot of people do it up until the point where they're not forced to do it anymore. So I do say, growing up, you know, if your parents make you do that, you're more than likely to do it then. But once you have your own freedom, if you don't want to do it, you're not going
to
do it.
Definitely had to do it when I was growing up. You know, dad, ex-military man, so not
only
could he make the bed, he could do it in 15 seconds, and there's nary a wrinkle. But the truth is, when I moved out, it's not that I was trying to break that habit, but when you're broke and, like, you don't have sheets, you just had some ratty blanket your parents gave you and you sleep on a mattress, it never crossed my mind to make the bed.
I go back and forth. Like, if I'm good about it, I'll do it every morning, but... Yeah, you're right. I just haven't been lately and didn't even think about this.
Well, if you're forced to do it. So if you're forced to do it, you're either going to, like the military. If you're in the military, most people I know make their bed.
Yeah.
It's just something that's ingrained. I don't know a lot of military people. Actually, I've never asked the question before. If you are ex-military, do you say, like, I'm not making my bed. I did that then.
Right.
Are there people who just say, you know what? Because it seems like that's just something that gets ingrained,
not one of those people,
ingrained into you if you're in the military.
I'm more inclined to be that guy. Like, look, okay, I don't have to do this anymore. I'm not going to do it because, frankly, I'm lazy. My father's one of those people where if he believes it to be a valuable tool and you've taught it to him, then that is what he will do every day. So I don't think he made his bed growing up. I don't think he was that kid. But once he got out of the Navy, man, like it was ship-shaped.
See, to me, it's
crisp.
Just...
And even when you would make your bed, he would come in and analyze it and be pissed. Like, why is there that big-ass wrinkle at the foot of the bed? And as a kid, I'm like, look, I tried to remove that wrinkle as many times as I could just to avoid this conversation. Mm-hmm. I can't. And I swear to God, like, he would do one snap of the sheets or something and perfect.
To me, it's just one step down from clean sheet night.
No, clean sheet night's
when you
awesome.
When you get in there,
that's
you're like,
the best.
This is gonna be.
It feels good. They smell good.
Oh yeah, Sunday night, little warm shower, slide in.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Now, if you don't make your bed every day, since it is National Make Your Bed Day, here are some benefits, believe it or not, of making your bed.
Okay.
Number one is happiness. A study found that 62% of non-bed makers admit that they are unhappy in their lives. While 71% of bed makers say they're very happy.
Do you think there's a correlation between making your bed and being happy?
Not in my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a pretty happy dude.
I'm all right. It's just like, I'm not overly happy.
I think I buy that.
What's that?
I feel like overall, if I'm in a better mood, I wake up happier and make the bed. Like, I'm not in a bad mood today.
Fair enough.
I just...
So what's wrong, buddy? You didn't make it this morning. What's wrong?
Well, a few months ago, I wasn't in a good mood. Got out of the habit.
Stayed that way.
Yeah. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel so lazy. I literally got up today, rolled out of bed, took a poop.
Yeah, and it's not like it takes long to make a bed. I don't even think about doing it. I will look at my kids' beds and make their beds. I don't know why. I look at their beds like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I don't make the beds. I look at my bed. I'm like, good enough.
That's close.
You're fine.
That's why I keep a very, very thin. I just have one blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a top sheet. I have two pillows. That's it.
No top sheet, just a blanket.
No top sheet.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got the sheet and one blanket.
Okay.
I like the sheet. Sheet's important to me.
That's why sometimes when you go to a hotel room, there's like nine things on your bed. You feel like you're trapped in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you can't even move your feet.
You know? I gotta get in there.
I gotta kick everything out.
Correct.
Because I can't move. It's almost like I'm just cocooned in there. The second benefit is sleep. According to the National Sleep Foundation survey, a made bed contributes to healthier sleep habits, better rest. Some people say a made bed feels more inviting when they're ready to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, like, sure. Makes sense. Yeah.
It's like lingerie for sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. She might be naked, and you're like, all right, cool. But if she's got a little lingerie on, it seems more exciting.
Yeah.
Lingerie for sleep. Make your bed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, it's kind of teasing me. That, like, I could see the... You know, I could see that.
Now, here's where things get good on making your bed. This is the information you're going to want to hear. So they say that a made bed is part of a turn-on. In one poll, 42% of bedmakers say it would be a turn-off if they went to a potential partner's house and the sheets were all over the place.
Yeah, but I'm married.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, we've given up. I didn't know if she shaved her legs. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff is out the window.
To me, if this is a potential partner...
Potential, sure.
And we are in the bedroom... I don't care, because that means
that's a good
more than likely, I don't care if there are four dogs on the bed. It does not matter to me.
That's true.
If it's a potential partner, I'm just going to go, oh, that's normal.
Actually, my wife points out, when we first started dating, she goes, one of the things I was always amazed at, I'd walk into your bedroom, the bed was made, all of your clothes are put away all the time. So, right, because I was hoping somebody come up. Now, it's like my clothes are on the floor, the bed is not made. I'm actively scratching my ass.
Also, you can tell her you fell asleep on the couch every night.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I made that bed last week. For some reason, just watch TV and fall asleep.
I mean, if you're going to make your bed one day of the week, it's definitely if you're going on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the number one reason you should make your bed every day, sex. Non-bed makers enjoy some playtime under the sheets twice a week. Bed makers, they say they enjoy the bedroom fun 3 times per week on average.
All right.
So that's the reason that you want to make.
I'm going to test this theory.
Okay.
Start making my bed. See if I don't just enjoy a little.
You know
bit
what?
More
you and I. Why don't we?
But don't
do
you sleep in separate beds?
We do.
Well, then what are you going to go make her bed?
Yeah.
And then you're going to join her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Game on.
why do you sleep in separate beds?
Honestly, because we sleep differently. I know it freaks a lot of people out, and I get it, but we sleep differently. So I prefer the room freezing cold. I really do.
Okay.
I want a
Me
cold
too.
Room.
Me too.
If it's a fan, if it's an air conditioner, if it's both, I don't care. I sleep cold. She prefers it to be warm. She sleeps in full pajamas, everything. She wears a hoodie to bed, for goodness sake.
Wow.
A hoodie. I know.
Wow. So, and a stocking cap.
Yeah. So, and then...
and a pair of chucks.
Also, I snore a little bit. And then, two, I need to have the TV. I fall asleep better. I shouldn't say need to. I fall asleep better if I got the TV on.
All right.
If I have the TV on to whatever cartoon I'm watching, I fall asleep within 5 minutes. If without it, I roll for about 30.
My ex, exact same way. TV has to be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be hot as hell in the bedroom.
Ugh.
It's got to be tons of sheets. She'll put even a throw blanket on top of the comforter, on top of her.
God.
The whole thing. It was absolutely miserable.
Yes.
I hated it. I mean, I hated having to go to bed in that environment.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I just...
Yes, you did.
It's all right.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. Is that we sleep in different environments.
And you know, look, we had a dog. I don't want to sleep with my dog all night.
Mm-hmm.
If the dog wants to jump up on the bed in the morning, that's cool. If it's just me and the dog, that's okay. But the next thing you know, I'm getting those feet that are pushing to stretch into my stomach, into my back, wherever. Just four paws that are completely extended with pressure. And I'm just like, dude.
Yeah.
Now, and once you start that habit, it's pretty hard to break it. So once the dog starts sleeping in the bed, it's like...
That's where they're going to sleep.
They're always going to sleep there, just like anybody else.
Right.
So I bet, like, my dog and I fought. It is understood now. There is a bench at the foot of the bed. And you're more...
That's for you.
You have your own blanket the whole night, and that is where she collapses. Right. However, I wake up every morning. She's no longer on that bench. She's kind of in my knee pits. But she only does it when I'm asleep.
Here's the weird thing.
Sometimes I'll be awake. It's like 3 a.m. Like, I'm just awake, whatever. I'm quiet. And I can see the dog's head kind of pop up. And slowly tried to creep onto the bed. Then I kind of put my heel under her chest, and it's just kind of this. And goes back down to the bench.
Right.
But then I realize she's staring at me, waiting for me to fall asleep. I'm like, just when I start snoring, you can climb back up. But if I'm awake, no.
So,
and your dog doesn't sneak.
She thinks she does, but she does not do it well.
All right. So here's something that had to happen back in the day. All right. You had to have a dog bed.
Oh, yeah.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
All right. It's in the bed. The dog. Doesn't even know it's there.
Nope.
Because the dog sleeps in your bed.
Yeah, exactly.
But you still, just by chance, maybe one day, this dog will walk into the bedroom and go, hey, there's a dog bed in here. What do you know? I have my own bed.
Yeah.
But that never happens.
No.
But the dog bed never leaves. It's always there just in case the dog eventually makes its own decision that it's not going to sleep in your bed. Now you get downstairs into your living room. Now what do you got down there? You have a dog bed.
Yeah.
And they're on the sofa.
Where's the dog at? Dog's on the couch.
That's right.
Dog doesn't get in the dog bed.
I mean,
what are we doing?
You know what I found?
What am I doing with my? Why am I that just stupid? Like, well, maybe the dog will get in its bed one day.
I will wake up in the middle of the night, and I've got the dog bed in my room as well. It's a good big plush bed for him. That it's way too big for him, right? This is a good big bed, and I'll roll over and I'll look over, and he's laying in the middle of the floor. He's not on my bed. He's not on his bed. He's in the middle of the floor. However, I do see this little black dot in the middle of his bed. My new cat now sleeps in that bed.
Somebody's using it.
He'll kick him out, dude. Yeah. He'll walk
in. And he'll probably spray it, too, so the dog doesn't want to ever get in.
Oh, God, no.
They do that.
None of those yet.
They make sure that it's all theirs.
No, we demand our boys, so they're okay. They're not spraying.
Okay, good. All right, so this
demand. Old, like, what'd you demand of them?
Yeah. I'm going to need those genitals.
That's right. Get them out.
So our men's room poll, we're going to do something never again. It will be done. You're just not doing it. It's just done, okay?
All right.
So it's not like you're never going to have a made bed. It's always going to be made. You're just not doing it. So today, you're never going to do a thing again. So the first thing is, you'll never have to make your bed again.
Right.
Not, okay. Not the craziest thing in the world, but your bed will always be made, which is kind of the nice thing about sleeping in a motel room where they have,
clean. Motel.
How about a hotel, man?
Yeah, hotel's even better.
Motel. Holiday Inn. Second thing is, take out the trash. You'll never have to take the trash out, which to me is not the biggest deal in the world. I don't mind doing it. It's the forgetting and hearing the truck at 6 a.m., hearing the beeping and realizing that I did not do this, and now I am up, and once I'm up, I'm up.
Right.
So if it's a 5:30, I'm up. I'm up for the day.
I'm a trash man.
Which sucks. You know,
I'm just saying, like, as a kid. No. Fine. Mm-hmm. Never been an issue as a kid. That was always one chore. It's like, sure. Take them down. Like, I have a buddy that has a big plot of property. If I'm there on a Sunday, he's like, we got to walk the cans down. I'll walk with you. Like, trash, I'm always like, okay. Same. I'm on.
Right. But you also have a dumpster. So you have the luxury of not having to worry about not getting your trash out.
But he has to get it to the dumpster.
Yes. Yeah. That's but you can difference. Do that at any time, right?
But like last night, I was eating Dungeness crabs. Shout out. Thanks, Andy. So like this morning, the trash can wasn't full, but I wasn't going to leave it.
No, you
know,
you got to take that out.
Yeah.
No question.
So I'm just saying, I'm a trash guy.
Okay. So you never have to take out the trash.
I like taking out trash.
Okay. Now, the third one I like doing secretly, that would be vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that is one of those things where you go, whatever. But that really, for some reason, I feel good when I'm done vacuuming. I feel like a real sense of accomplishment. I'm not sure why. I can't tell really the difference.
Oh, I can tell.
I know I vacuumed up some stuff.
Yeah.
But I just, it's still one of those things where, like, I don't know, it's like cutting grass. Once you get in the groove, you know what I mean? And you just start going back and forth and you just stare at it when you're done for 5 minutes.
No, I used to be the vacuum guy, but having kids at home, it's like I'm over it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking too.
Because it used to be you vacuum because I could just vacuum my floor. Now when I vacuum, you must do recon before you fire up the vacuum cleaner because there's crap everywhere. Right. There's little barrettes, pencil erasers, whatever the dog leaves around. There's just all this crap. So, like, I don't know. It's like prepping before you paint. I do not mind the process of painting if you're painting a room or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the taping and all that crap. Yeah, and to me, like, I don't mind vacuuming, but now I have to do all this crap just to fire. And by the time I'm done picking up the crap that would ruin the vacuum if I suck it up, like, I'm exhausted. And the last thing I feel like doing is vacuuming.
My wife, God bless her, does about 95% of the vacuuming in our home. And even I'm done with vacuuming just because we have hardwood floors and we have four animals. Mm-hmm. So
and when the light comes through the window.
Oh, my God.
And you see
you haven't seen it.
Everywhere. Yeah. I have hardwood floors now in my living room and stuff. Like, I'll sweep all the time.
Yeah.
No, that's basically the same.
But again, if you don't have a pet, it's a lot of, like, if you sweep and have a pet, you'll get all the stuff you think you can see, but you create this weird, like, windstorm that goes to the perimeter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of these little dust bunnies slowly roll towards you like they're in a western, like tumbleweeds.
And the last thing is folding your laundry.
That's what I'm taking.
Look, there's one thing to put the laundry in the wash. Don't mind doing that. Don't mind moving it through, putting it in the dryer. It's just that process of folding your laundry.
Because that's the only part you actually have to do anything.
Even if you just...
Nobody washes their clothes. You put them in a damn washing machine. Nobody dries their clothes. They go in the dryer. But at the point that you pull them out, you're like, okay, I am now responsible
this
for
this. This is an easier time of year, though.
Why is that?
Just like tonight. Thursday night football.
Throw some football.
Sure.
I'll sit there and fold it. But that's the thing I do the least.
Also, you're not doing as many pairs of jeans, hoodies, bigger stuff.
Yeah.
All that crap. That's one thing my daughter said. She moved in with her boyfriend, and she's never lived with a boyfriend or anybody else really. So she said, like, the one thing about him is, so we have our own little quirks, but he will fold the laundry and just live out of the basket.
Yep.
He doesn't put the clothes away. You know, he just takes the basket up into the bedroom and leaves it there. Mm-hmm. And basically, just that's where he dresses himself every week. And I'm like,
What is the problem with that?
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
I get dressed in front of the dryer all the time. Like, get a pair of underwear, get some socks. Yeah. I hang dry my shirts, right. So they're in another room.
Exactly.
Where are my clothes? That is where I will change.
So, our men's room poll, you'll never do one again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry. The poll is up now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you'll never do one again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
Make the bed.
Making the bed. Okay. Do you make your bed?
No, I don't. Well, once in a while.
Sometimes.
On what occasion do you make the bed?
I do all the other stuff regularly.
On what occasion do you make the bed? New sheets?
Like, actually not in the morning, not after I get up, but like later in the day, I might just kind of straighten it up and make it.
There's something.
Okay.
I don't.
I do it also to the strategy-wise. This way I won't get back in.
What, if you make the bed?
See, if I get up and use the bathroom, right? I'm going to be up.
Sure.
But if I make the bed right when I get up and go use the bathroom, then chances are I will start my day. Because I'm already going to be up. So if not, I'll just lay in there and look at my phone, blah, blah, blah.
I have no problem laying on a made bed. Like, yeah, I'm still going to lay down. Yeah. All right, here's your question.
I can't nap in a made bed.
You can't nap in a made bed?
Correct.
Because then I'll become asleep.
I don't know. It just feels weird.
Okay. You nap most of the time on the sofa? Nap?
So, right, and if the bed's unmade, I'll go in there and rack out on the weekend. But, like I'm spending Saturday night out.
All right.
I'll make my bed before I leave. But then when I get home, might be a couch nap after the game, but not a made bed.
Yeah, that's not a, right.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Tom. Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Right.
All right, Tom, here's your question. What does the TV network abbreviation CBS stand for?
Columbia Broadcasting System.
One and done again.
Oh,
nice job,
too
Tom.
Easy.
Oh, sorry. All right, before we let you go, we got a 50-50 question for you. True or false, the fax machine was invented the same year that people were traveling the Oregon Trail. True or false?
I would say false.
Believe it or not, that is true.
But
the year fax machine.
1843. Believe it or not.
It's a close relative to the telegraph.
Telegraph. Oh, that's exactly it.
All right. Yeah.
So believe it or not.
Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Matty on team sober, team not sober.
Team sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you'll never do what again? Make the bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
Gotta be fold laundry.
Right there with you, ma'am.
Yep.
Are you particular about the way your laundry is folded, though?
Well, no, I just do it and hang it up. I hang everything up.
Okay.
I hate folding it so much.
I'm not. My wife is very specific. And again, before we moved in together, I used to hang up everything.
Yes.
So the idea of folding laundry, I'm like, it's just, other than underwear and putting socks together, I'm like, look, I don't need to fold laundry. I just hang everything up, but when I need it, I grab it. And then when she moved in, she has a lot more clothes than me. So my closet space shrank, and then it's like, hey, we need to get a dresser. And somehow that meant everything that I hang up is now getting folded and going into the dresser.
I'll tell you what, man. Everybody does what they try to do best. So I would always cut grass. You know, you share chores.
Sure.
Based on what you enjoy doing. My first wife, she would do the laundry and fold the laundry.
All right.
I would do all the outside work, wash cars, do all that stuff when she was folding laundry. She was a manager at American Eagle Outfitters.
Oh, so she folded
in the
very specific.
Mills Mall.
Yeah.
And when you looked at your clothes, they're perfect. I mean, perfectly folded. It was, God, I miss that.
I always feel bad when you, like, you pull a shirt out or something, one of those kinds of shorts, got to hold it up, and you're debating whether or not you want to buy it. Then you determine, you know what? I'm not going to buy them. I will just simply fold this back up and place it back on the pile.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I think I'm folding all right. And when you put it on the pile, it's very obvious that an amateur has folded this shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just stop now. All right, here's your question. Antananarivo. It's the capital city of what nation? Antananarivo.
Antananarivo.
Could you give us a continent?
It's an island nation.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Let's go Guam.
They made a movie about it.
Madagascar.
Yep.
I was going to say Madagascar either way, just because it's fun to say.
It is fun to say. Antananarivo, Madagascar.
Jeez, a whiz.
Miles, you went to Madagascar, didn't you?
I did not. Closest I got to that was Zambia.
All right. Yeah, closer than we did, that's for sure.
Yeah. My kids were close to it last month. They were in Zanzibar.
That's right. Your kid went. All right.
Yeah, Zanzibar. Yeah. All right. Your question. What must be held by anyone wishing to speak during meetings in the book The Lord of the Flies?
Ooh. Yeah. I think you can also make fritters out of it.
Mm-hmm.
An apple.
That's where I went.
Conch shell.
Conch shell, man.
The conch shell. Huh.
Oh, did you read that book in school or not?
Conch. No, I did not.
You didn't? All right.
You should at least watch the movie.
Who's in it?
Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar.
That was his name.
No kidding.
There's an actor named Balthazar Getty.
I thought you had to be alive in Bible times for your name to be Balthazar.
You should be alive in Bible times, but no. He's probably about my age, but when they did the remake of the movie, he was probably 25ers, somewhere around there. I don't know if the movie was any good. I just remember he was in it.
I just love the end when that helicopter lands and the army guy. What have you boys been up to?
Yeah, man. Like, all right, your question. Which U.S. state has the most shoreline along the Pacific Ocean?
Ooh.
Along the Pacific.
I got this.
It's got to be Hawaii.
It's got to be Alaska.
Alaska.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Matt, question four.
Question number four. What were the names of the two hosts, of the host and his sidekick on the TV show Fantasy Island?
Okay, so... I know the actor's name, of course, but let's see.
You know the actor's name?
But not the characters that they were. You got the plain man.
You got the main man. You got one guy with one name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I know him.
I don't know his actual first name.
I know the names of both actors.
But I don't know the one guy's first name. But I know the other guy's single name.
Yeah, I don't know the other guy's first name.
Correct.
I know his last name, right.
Yeah, I know his real name.
I know his real name as
but
well.
But I don't know him any other than a surname, so to speak.
Yeah.
Did he ever call him Boss?
Yeah, he goes to Boss. He's a plain Boss.
Yeah, plain Boss. Yeah. Is that Satan?
I don't even think he even said his boss's name. I think he only ever called him boss.
All right. Yeah, I can picture all that. I know he's a little guy.
The plan.
Oh.
Yes. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any ideas there? Any ideas, Matt?
No, I was going to boss was one of them because that's all he ever called him. So that was.
Yeah. So the little guy, the little person, is tattoo.
That is tattoo. Yeah,
Hervé Valdez.
Hervé Valdez. Yes.
And what's his name in real life?
Hervé Valdez.
His name is
It's the name of the guy that played tattoo.
No, the tall guy,
Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban.
He played Mr. Rourke. But also played Khan in The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But his same guy.
His real name is awesome.
Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what, he was always kind of cool.
He was always leading with a tease. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, tattoo. Little did they know, the Red Baron still can fly.
Seriously, you went there, you had some fantasy.
And all of a sudden, you know, and this he guy's would tell tattoo the Red Baron.
Why they're going to regret that. He always wanted to hunt dinosaurs. Little did he know, he'd be doing it without a gun. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Ooh. He doesn't know his. He will still see my love gun.
And Kiss showed up on Fantasy Island.
But that weird taste in his mouth is my mustache.
All right.
Damn.
That's a good one, Buff.
The downstairs mustache?
Buff, you be downstairs. All right, your question.
Downstairs mustache.
Hey, Buff.
The plane.
Oh, man, she's got a handlebar.
That'd be cool.
Looks like Hulk Hogan down there.
Or like Raleigh Fingers.
And she says, hey, brother.
Hey, welcome. Brother.
It's like a welcome mat.
Hey, brother. Let me tell you it's your vitamins. It's some vitamin V.
All right.
I was wondering, woman with a voice like that.
Looks like.
God, you're sexy. Are you thrilled?
My crotch looks like Paul Tuttle.
Take off your pants.
Mike's mother-in-law did a horrible impression of me the other day at our event.
Did she?
Yeah. Our mutual friend came over and was just kind of joking around, like, should we get another beer, boys? And she goes, yes. I was like, I don't sound like that. We don't talk like that. That's not how guys sound.
Yes.
Good on you, Mom. Do you want a beer? We'll get you a beer.
Yes. All right, your question. What fictional park is home to Yogi Bear?
Ooh.
Jellystone National.
There it is.
I like that you added national.
Yes, Jellystone National.
Officially recognized.
Jellystone National Park.
Game is Big Dummy 206 803.
Jellystone National.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, you girl and your judge fit, oh yeah!
Oh, yeah.
What's up, whoop. Jeff?
Jeff, you sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm still driving. I'm on the clock.
You, your girl and your Johnson.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, there it is.
Men's room poll, never do again. Make the bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
Laundry, because Sunday night I'm always seem to do it at the last minute when I need to go to bed, and now I'm losing sleep just waiting for the laundry machine to get done.
Okay.
So.
All right, here is your question.
Jackalman and Chitara, they're both characters from what cartoon?
Chitara, is it Avatar?
Now, is that Thundercats?
Thundercats.
He made a great weatherman.
Who?
Lionel. What's the forecast going to be?
Thunder. Thundercats. Thunder. All right, your question. What is the capital of the country of Chile?
Ooh, Chile. It is a bit...
I don't know beans.
Beans.
Santiago.
Oh, yeah.
Where in
that.
The world?
What are you singing there? Oh, Carmen Santiago.
Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Carmen Santiago?
It's capital of Chile.
What do we call Chile here in the United States?
I want a bowl of Chile.
Chile.
Yeah, run it by Mike.
Chile. Yeah. Chile. Welcome to Mike's Chile Parlor. Just with the name alone, we can charge you $12 or more, bulk as it is now.
It's exotic.
Chile.
I'm stuck on Carmen Santiago. Who is Carmen Santiago?
You never saw that show?
Nah.
Where in the world is Carmen Santiago?
I think you're a little bit further north for Carmen Sandiego, Ted.
Is it Carmen Sandiego?
Carmen Sandiego.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it was Santiago too, bro. So you remember the name of the capital of Chile because you remember the name of the character
you
wrong.
You completely remember it wrong. Yeah. I was wondering, Mike's looking at me like, hey, dumbass, you don't know this show?
But you were correct.
But you did it. You nailed it.
All right, your question. What actor originally played Max Rockatansky?
Rockin'-wonsky?
Rockatansky.
Tanksky. Hey, look at him. He's rocking a Tanksky.
Max Rockatansky.
God, I don't even know what that's from. Johnny Depp? I know that's wrong, but we'll just go with that.
Any guesses?
The character?
The character's name is Max Rockatansky.
Oh, Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Oh,
that is correct.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You've never saw any of the Mad Max movies?
Nope.
I almost want to hang up on you. That's one of my franchises that I will die on the hill, man.
I've only ever seen the new one.
Furiosa?
Yeah. Well, that one.
Because Halibut Head's in
that
it.
One too.
What's her name?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
You know what? You should make a porn with her called Spreading Joy.
I saw Fury Road too.
Fury Road was a great movie. I'm telling you, man.
I haven't seen any of the other ones. I haven't seen Mel Gibson in them.
They're just bleak and violent and awful, and you're glad you're not there.
Okay. Soon.
All right, your question. And look for Mike in Spreading Joy. Your question.
It's a porn.
In grammar, a complete sentence must include a predicate and a what? There's a lot of people you'll talk to, and you're wondering what this particular thing actually is.
Oh, I feel like I know this.
I mean, it's as a hint, it is the thing that you were talking about.
Oh, is it a suffix?
A subject.
Subject.
A subject.
Subject.
And it's amazing. You talk to people that will say a sentence, and you're like, there's literally no subject here.
I just don't know
how you did it. You strung words together, but you actually didn't say anything.
Question five, Jeff.
Oh, God. Question five.
Come on, Jeff.
Lock it in.
I know.
All right. Question number five. The USS Arizona Memorial commemorates the victims of what event?
The bombing of Pearl Harbor.
You got it.
Oh, there you go.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hola. Jesse on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, currently.
All right. Okay, Jesse, our men's room poll. Never do one again. You have to make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
Man, fold laundry. I've got two toddlers. It's endless.
Man, yeah, baby clothes suck the worst because they're so small.
Kids in general.
You don't make a dent in it.
Also, like when you're, nothing is right. Everything is inside out.
Every single piece
of clothing is inside out. If you stick your hand like to turn it inside out, you're stretching the shirt, you're stretching the socks. What a pain in the ass.
Well, the thing is with infants in particular, up until they're potty trained, you don't realize how many different outfits they go through a day. It's like a Lady Gaga concert. They've worn seven different things because there's crap and poop and pee and everything else. So once you catch a potty trained, you will notice that the amount of laundry goes down.
And there's so many socks, yet there's never a pair.
Dude, all the socks look the same. Like, either buy all white or all black. Like, you can fight your wife on it or whatever, but like, look. It sucks enough when you're looking for socks for adults, but baby socks, right? They basically fit over your thumb, and like you want me to match these, it ain't happening. And the truth is, babies can look stupid as hell. Nobody cares. If you're a grown-ass woman and put on a Disney princess dress and walk down the street, everyone assumes you're crazy. When you're young and wear a princess dress, nobody cares.
You're a princess.
Absolutely, nothing needs to match. It doesn't matter. These socks don't matter. Who cares? They're a baby, man. Jesus. That argument never worked in my favor, by the way. All right, your question. What decade was Gatorade introduced?
Ooh, I'm going to say the 1930s.
Ooh. I'll say 60s.
60s.
1960s.
Naturally, we called it Gatorade.
Gatorade.
All right, here's a question. I feel like you might know this. It's not my strong subject here, but what is the name of the villain from the movie Mulan? That quick.
Oh, my gosh. I wish one of my kids was here with me. They could help me out.
He was one of the Huns.
Unfortunately, I got nothing.
Was it Attila? It was not Attila, no.
Jasper.
It was not Jasper.
Jasper, huh?
Pete the Hun.
Shan Yu.
Yeah, Shan Yu.
Ooh, Shan Yu.
What's the name of that dance troupe that rolls here every Christmas?
Oh, you're talking about like the...
The Chinese Hun comes over.
Shen Yu?
Shen Yu.
Is that Shen Yu?
Shen Yu?
It's Shen something, yeah.
It sells out.
It's massive.
Yeah. My mother went a couple years
Shen
ago.
Yun.
Shen Yun. All right.
Shen Yun.
Shen
Yun.
Shen Yun. Not to be Shen confused Yun with Shen Yun. Arts. Okay. That's why I was asking. I'm like, is he named after the
Your mom went to that?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Huh? All right.
Yeah, she said it was cool.
And I was like, I just know when I used to work the fights out on Emerald Queen, they were like, oh, you see the amount of people that come here for that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom went, though.
She did go.
Nobody fell from a great height and landed on the stage.
No, that is Cirque du Soleil, and she must be with my father if you want to see a catastrophic accident.
Let me know next time they plan on going. I'm going to get tickets to whatever
show. I know it sounds awful, and it's not that I hate people, but I'm like, I want to go to Cirque du Soleil with you. You know? Like, people are doing the things that they're doing, and it's like, deep down, I want to see exactly how dangerous it is. Oh, my God, that's how dangerous.
We're going to go see Love in Vegas.
What? Is that what's going on now?
No, it's gone now. My wife is devastated.
Are you?
It was a fun show.
Okay, so no. All right. Your question, how many colors were there in the first box of Crayola crayons sold back in 1903?
I'm going to guess six.
Five, eight.
I believe that's still the standard.
Oh, gosh. You guys are pulling out the tough questions.
That's right. Crayon questions.
That's right.
Hey, Jesse, can you hang on the line for us, man, so we can do a quick break, and we'll get to you on the other side.
More Big Dummy coming up. I guess you can. 206-803 Rock. He's content.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.